you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
It's open line, so whatever you want to discuss, it's always good to discuss it on a Friday morning. Yesterday we were speaking about how Saul loves Indab. Today we are here to tease another member of ours. I can always tell who woke up early and who woke up late based on how people are dressed. Really? Wunda woke up late this morning.
This is swag.
I'm telling you.
Trench coat.
Guys, respect me.
Eva, hold on. Let me explain. Where? So she's wearing gym clothes. Mm-hmm. And then on top of the gym clothes, she's wearing a trench.
Yeah.
Hey? Then she's wearing Burberry sneakers.
Mm-hmm. And a Burberry trench coat.
Uti swag. Yabo? She's dressed like a high school shooter in America.
Ah, no.
I'm interested. Your mic is off.
I'm interested in what you're saying because earlier on, Uma Blair said she's dressed like she's about to tada her man.
Bruh.
Like, so big, I want window back. I said, tada!
Exactly.
That I didn't know. That was the first time I heard that phrase of tada. But this is like, you know,
I see
gym
nothing
swag,
wrong with how
you know.
Dress.
We put a trench. Yeah. I saw a drop of rain and I was like, let's take out the trench.
You know?
And I thought, how you'll see, I'm even matching my sneakers.
No, personally,
I'm in. I
no,
give up on men.
I see nothing wrong with how Mfundo is dressed. You guys just have issues.
So, does this look like an outfit that was thought out?
No.
Definitely.
It looks like you just needed an excuse to wear your trench. You know those people, if you got a really amazing jacket you just bought or something, and then you feel a bit of a tinge in the morning, and you're like, jacket?
Don't listen to the
I'm the last one to be talking about fashion, by the way.
Yeah.
Of course.
But I know Fundo when she puts her effort into things, so that's why it's in fair.
I know this was effort. You just don't get the look.
You don't get it. No, I agree with you.
Oh, boy.
Nah.
Anyway, hear the voice notes for first things first. I mean, sorry, for open life.
Morning sees the world. So I read somewhere that Tesla sales have dropped drastically in China. I'm assuming this is because the relationship got Elon no Trump is causing, obviously, conflict among countries. Do you think they're still going to drop or maybe they might pick up as time goes by, because 4 years is a long time. Is it four to five years? So what do you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. They haven't dropped because of what Trump and Elon have been doing. In fact, Trump and Elon have only been in office for less than 60 days. Mm. They've dropped because of something called the substitution effect. So if you look at Chinese manufacturers, they have become so efficient at manufacturing EV, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, in fact, it's just easier to buy those.
Yeah.
And even if you look at global car sales, Chinese vehicles are now the most exported vehicles in the world.
And a lot of the manufacturers are also funded by the state. Like, for instance, the MG that just came in, that's a state-funded manufacturer. In fact, Usol was talking yesterday about how when you are in China, all you see is just electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Like, yo, it's crazy.
Now, here's where it gets even crazier, right? Two major manufacturers in the U.S. have outsourced all the EV production, mm-hmm, to China.
There we go.
They basically went to them and they said, you know what? You guys know how to manufacture these things best. Mm-hmm. Please make our cars for us.
And when you are in China, Tesla would be an import, which then means you pay more for it. So why would you want to pay more for something that you can get cheaper locally?
Teslas themselves, the battery gets made?
China.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
This has been on my mind for quite a while. This was when the child who was welcoming the president said on stage, "Mandigege, my president, mandigege, my cupcake." So this actually got me wondering, is all the president's welcome praises, whatever, in Xhosa? Because I don't remember ever hearing a Zulu one or a Venda one, Sotho one. Is it all in Xhosa?
No, there is a Zulu one. Like, for example, the Zulu king is a praise singer. And usually he'll praise, or not usually, he'll always praise in isiZulu. It's just that, the one Zulu president that we did have, he didn't want to come with the praise singer because he didn't want to disrespect the king, the Zulu king.
Makes sense. And also, the Xhosa thing was made famous by Uzolani Mkiva, which was the official praise singer for Mandela. And I think it continued, I'm not sure if he did in the Mbeki era, but he also would be a praise singer when the Springboks are about to play or any of our national teams, because he was just that good. But I'm pretty sure we can have one in any other language. I've just never seen one, though.
Mandela also came from royalty. It's worth noting that.
Yes, true.
So
true.
You can praise him because he is also royalty.
Ah.
It's not just a matter of the presidency. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come with a praise. So what's it up?
But Muno Itakazelo, I mean, you can surely, I mean, praise that. I mean, come on.
I guess.
That's been a problem with the local clinics, which Ogotiganti, why Basa 70 system lay 5 years back, young COVID, La Gutabantu Amele, Bakuing, apparently, and now it's raining, it's not safe. Abantu Bafiang Aboma 4, Abantabatala, Bakuing, apparently, Abantu Abakule, Bakuang, apparently. So I understand Gutsi, why Basa. Sasebenzisa leyo system le siyacela nje ukuthi maybe usithole umuntu oye MECA health or minister izo explainele ukuthi kahle kahle kuyenza ngalani, because ekuqaleni phela besingena lapha yena sihlale phakathi emabhangstulweni silinda until baze bafike abo doctor nama nurse, but manje ayindenzakala yaitsed man.
Yeah, I don't know, we'd have to find out. One thing I can think of though is maybe it gets too crowded inside. With it being a hospital, you need to be able to move freely. For example, if there's an emergency, you need to be able to move the people, the patients. The doctors themselves need to be able to run to different wards without being obstructed. That becomes difficult. I'm not sure.
Open line on Kaya 959.
It is open line, whatever you want to discuss. Let's go.
My question for open line today is about tax. Since all of you guys seem to have private companies, but you also work as freelancers, I wanted to find out if it's wise for me to invoice using my private company banking details, so the money goes into my company account. And then if my company qualifies for tax exemptions, then I'm safer with SARS that way. Or is it best for me to invoice using my personal banking details as a freelancer for the services that I do? Then I pay income tax.
Okay, so the first thing is, this is not financial advice, because we are not licensed to give financial advice. But you see, that second option that you just listed to us, would it be to invoice in your personal capacity? That may not be wise for you. Let me explain how this would work. If you invoice in your company capacity, then you're liable for a lot less tax than if you're invoicing in your personal capacity. But there's a caveat to this. Yes, you invoice in your company, the money will then go into your company. When you need to live, do you spend the money from your company account, or do you transfer the money from your company into your personal account? Because if you do that, that is now your company paying you a salary, and there you'll be liable for pay as you earn again, because the company is also a juristic entity. So what you're trying to avoid, you still be end up doing inevitably. However, if you were to live from your company account, so when you go to Woolies, for example, you swipe, and then you have to prove that this is a company expense, that's between yourself and your accountants, I don't know how, then all of a sudden, that is not a living expense in your personal capacity. That is an operating expense for your business. Do you see what I'm saying here? Again, this is not advice. I'm telling you the scenario you brought to us, and I'm explaining how it would work.
That's how Dr. Malinga got in trouble when he was transferring money from his company to himself. And then SARS eventually attached his personal belongings in his house because he was not paying tax on the personal account. So, yeah, just to mention that, when you do transfer
money. Because it's pay as you earn as an individual. And depending on how much it is. Let's say, for example, you're in the highest income bracket. That's 45%. You see? So just go get a financial advisor, get an accountant. They'll be able to give you advice, and also they license to do so.
Morning, guys. Ngicela ukuphendula umjita lo okhuluma ngamaclinics. Mina personally, I think it's unfair kubantu baseclinic because they only start work at 8. Why should they be there ngaloyo 4 sekuseni? People must come eclinic masekuvuliwe, hayi le nto yokuthi bazofika ngo-4 and expect special treatment. Yes, kuyagcwala, mara hayi guys, ngeke. Nama if clinic. He's pulling on 8 and come back. He's cutting. We are actually, I don't care because anyway, but I can't listen.
Here's another one.
Morning, guys. Hope you guys are good. I'm with the guy who just called in regarding clinics that open or that have this COVID rule. It's not only clinics. Hey, even the last time I went to the Department of Transport in Joburg, can you believe that they only serve 5 people per day? That is post-COVID. And now things have been relaxed, but still they only serve 5 people. Unless if you pay George, then you'll be served. So it's telling the public administrator is was general. Mind you, can't my COVID rules one hour in.
Please help me understand, man. I mean, what is the president so embarrassed about the state of Johannesburg? So where does he live? Or is it maybe one of those things where, you know, sometimes how the CEO of a corporate company does not know what's happening on the ground. So is it that, or is he just acting surprised? I mean, with his potholes, robots have not been working for years now, and he says he's embarrassed of the state of Johannesburg. Like, it doesn't make sense.
That's a very good question. And I've got to defend the president, yeah, because not only is he the president, but he's also a billionaire. Now, there are certain things that you just don't interact with on a day-to-day basis when you are that elevated. The president doesn't drive himself. He's got a motorcade that's led by cops, SAPS. The president doesn't have to stop at traffic lights, so he doesn't understand whether they work or not. Right? The president uses different routes than what we would use, and I imagine he avoids potholes. And so it's possible that the president was really unaware of this. Now, I know people always laugh at President Cyril Ramaphosa because he's always shocked at things when he finds out. But you also got to understand, this guy has been a billionaire for the last maybe 2 decades, right? I don't even think he spends majority of his time here in Joburg. He's got a house in Cape Town, beautiful place. Probably spends his time there, and then he travels around a lot, usually out the country. So it's possible that he really did not know.
But it's his job to know. You say if it's Patrice Motsepe Sharp, but you're the president, man. This is your backyard. It's your job to know how things are within the space that, you know, you need to maintain. It's his job.
Well, he doesn't. And there's some things that people just don't know, by the way. So, for example, do you know that President Mandela, when he was president, didn't even know what the price of bread was? Because it's just something he does not deal with. It's something that we deal with on a day-to-day basis because it's something that means a lot to us. Yo, Sinqua Sesiyabiza. He does not know that.
Nah. Guys, so Tuesday, Drive 95 was discussing Indaba Zasekasi. Bafonele uSizwe. Ukhomozo says uSizwe has never been ekasi. So you want to tell me, with the likes of Uketa, uChris, Mpoma Boy, none of you have managed to take uSizwe to eThembisa, eDaveyton, eSoweto, Alexander, just to experience the life. Hi, guys. Now, umuntu sekakhuluma ngasemlazi yeDD, eWhatWhat. That's his kasi. Guys, somebody take uSizwe to elokishini, ekasi lamampela, so he can experience the life and he can stop answering us the way he does. Because I finally understood why uSizwe is the way he is. He's never experienced the kasi life. Somebody please asimthatheni simise Soweto just for the night. I want to tell him uSizwe uVusi, uThabo, uThibosi. Hi guys, this is concerning. This is concerning.
Nobody said I've never been to a kasi Mbulawa. I've obviously been to Soweto. I've been to pretty much all the townships in the country. What they asked was, have I stayed in the township? Then I answered, yes. In 1986, we stayed Gabibi. But Gabibi is not like a general township. It's not like 4-room houses, right? Like, for example, our house is a double story, Gabibi. Right? And then, obviously, I had cousins. I used to visit them and stay over there. I've never stayed anywhere else again, unfortunately. So, leyo angifuna ukubanga angazi. But I know, obviously, I've been to Soweto. I've been to everywhere else. But no, angazi ngihlale khona. And I am facing your food. I don't even want to.
Yeah, let's be honest, guys. Malugishi were meant to be like concentration camps for us black people. They were not meant to be comfortable. So there's nothing wrong if you've never been. In fact, kudos to you if you've never lived in a township. Also.
I was in Buela Pants. There's nothing wrong with this, vele. If you missed it live, catch the
broadcast on kaya959.co.za.